Dislike of the United States has grown around the world over the past 2 years. Today comes the most complete confirmation yet of that fact, a new poll of public attitudes in 44 nations. The survey by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press included 38,000 people and finds a significant negative shift in perceptions of the U.S.
In a few moments, we'll be talking to Andrew Kohut, who directed the poll. First, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports on how the findings, especially in the Muslim world, complicate the U.S.-led war on terrorism and possible military action against Iraq.
The Pew survey covered views of people's lives, their countries, as well as global conditions. The results show a wave of pessimism about the future of the world. But perhaps the most striking numbers concern attitudes toward the United States. They show that over the past 2 years, positive ratings for the U.S. have fallen across the board, but especially in Arab and Muslim countries. Even in Turkey, a NATO ally, and Pakistan, which has worked with the U.S. in the fight against terrorism, unfavorable ratings of the U.S. sharply increased. President Bush said today that he has not seen the survey results, but said he does not run his administration based on polls.
I hope the message that we fight not a religion, but a group of fanatics which have hijacked a religion is getting through. I understand the propaganda machines are cranked up in the international community that paints our country in a bad light.
The Pew data also shows strong negative attitudes toward a possible U.S. war against Iraq and the U.S.-led war on terrorism. The results show the war on terrorism is opposed by majorities in nearly every predominantly Muslim country surveyed, including Indonesia and Senegal. As for war against Iraq, a follow-up poll by Pew shows huge majorities in France, Germany, Russia, and Turkey opposed to war, and the British public evenly divided. Pew also found widespread suspicion of U.S. motives in going to war. President Bush addressed that issue today.
We'll do everything we can to remind people that we've never been a nation of conquerors. We're a nation of liberators.
But the Pew survey indicates that much of the world doesn't share America's positive view of itself. The data shows that people in many countries do not believe that the United States takes their interests into account. Yet, the poll shows favorable impressions of American values and products. James Zogby, president of the Arab American Institute, also has surveyed public attitudes in Arab and Muslim countries. He says the problem for people in those countries is U.S. foreign policy, especially toward Iraq and the Arab-Israeli conflict.
They see it negatively impacting them and people like them. And in effect, what they're saying is, we like your values, but they don't apply to us. You don't apply them to us fairly. And so they want us to be true to ourselves in the way we relate to them.
Shibli Telhami, who holds the Anwar Sadat Chair at the University of Maryland, says the results of the Pew survey are disturbing and should not be ignored.
Public opinion globally does matter, particularly on the sort of war that we are likely to be waging for a long time, the war on terrorism. You need a lot of cooperation. You need to win hearts and minds to reduce motives of people to join these organizations. You need to be able to get support from societies as well as governments in delegitimizing terrorism. And all of that requires certainly paying some attention to global attitudes.
Since 9/11, the Bush administration has undertaken a public relations campaign to improve the United States' image abroad. Shibli Telhami says that some progress has been made, but he says public relations is not enough. Telhami suggests that U.S. foreign policy would be far more effective if it were formulated with a correct understanding of how it will be perceived around the world. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.